Welcome to Learned Lag, a podcast about yesterday's Learned League questions and answers. I'm George.
And I'm Amanda. George is in Zephyr A, and I am in Zephyr B. This is season 19 for me, and season 23 for George.
This is day 19 of season 91. The first question asks us for a word that refers to a solution of resin and ethanol solvent that is used as a varnish and a glaze on food and various other things.
Yeah, this one was partly convinced me by this description that the resin was secreted by a certain scale insect, and I don't know what that insect is, but reading through the question, I thought this sounds like shellac, which is something I've used in various art applications mostly. That you sometimes might use it for kind of setting things in place if you're using, I don't know, pastels or something like that, that can be dusty or that can smudge. You might want to put something like a shellac or a spray varnish or something similar to that on things to protect them. So I didn't think of much else. I thought shellac sounded right. I couldn't really think of something that would be more apropos and more like something I'd heard of. So I went ahead and put down shellac.
I could not grab onto this one. I just couldn't. I went down so many attempted roads of trying to figure out, okay, what's a food glaze? What's used in electrolysis? Rubber? And that's not a, you know, that's not a resin secreted by an insect. I'm trying to think, okay, a certain scale insect. What the hell is a scale insect? Insects don't, is it from the wing of this insect that looks like it has scales? That doesn't help me any. I just just tormented me the entire morning trying to figure out what this meant and just letting it bounce around in my head and just nothing. There was nothing I could grab onto. I couldn't even do my trick of the it just never materialized, and I finally just said glass for no reason other than I wanted to be done with the day.
Ugh, I hate those ones. Yeah. Shellac was the correct answer.
Yeah, it comes from the lac bug.
Ah, okay.
Hence the not naming the insect part.
All right, then. Mm-hmm. Question two asks us for the title of a gritty BBC crime drama that stars Idris Elba as the title character.
This is Luther. I've never seen one, but I knew that he did it. I think it was like his big kind of post-Wire breakout show. He like went back to England and was justifiably hailed there, and they looked for a vehicle for him, and they found this one about this, you know, horrible cop, well, good cop but horrible human being, and that's all I know of it is that he's Luther.
Yeah, this one I knew that I had heard of, and I couldn't grab on to what it would be. I had only heard of it just enough to know it existed and not enough to have set it down in memory. We haven't watched it. It doesn't just come up that often in my life, I guess. So I, for lack of anything else to put down, I just sheerly guessed Shackleford. I thought that sounded sort of vaguely British, but also, you know, kind of hard-bitten cop sounding or something.
Yeah, sure. That makes sense.
Sure. It sounds like a great series name to me.
Yeah. But it was Luther.
Yeah.
Question three gives us several song titles and says they are recent hits by an artist who also serves as the global ambassador of the Toronto Raptors.
I just figured a rap or hip-hop artist based on these, the collaborations, you know, Young Thug, Lil Baby, Travis Scott, so that plus Canadian makes me think of Drake. And that's really it. I don't know these songs. I haven't heard them, but I know that Drake's from Canada and that he's collaborating with people like this. So sure. Drake.
Yeah. Pretty much the same. With the added knowledge that I know Drake is really into basketball and has been associated with the Raptors.
Yes.
I did not know in what capacity. So yeah, I'm reading these songs and thinking, wow, I have no idea who this is going to be. Please give me another hint. Please. Oh yeah, okay, there it is. This is Drake.
Yeah.
So that's what I went with.
And that was the correct answer. Question four gives us the name of a couple of Westerns that were based on the work of Akira Kurosawa and asks us to name the most successful film directed by John Sturges.
So I had to think, okay, what are the movies that Kurosawa made that were adapted, that were not Ran, which I believe was The Outrage.
That were not
Yojimbo, which is what A Fistful of Dollars came from.
Okay.
So I tried thinking, and fortunately, the first one that popped into my head was Seven Samurai. Mm-hmm. And I thought, yeah, that's been remade many times. What was the one in the 60s? It wasn't Dirty Dozen, but it was something like, it was The Magnificent Seven. That was it, yes, mm-hmm. The Magnificent Seven. So I was fairly certain about that.
Yeah, I've seen a few Kurosawa films. I've seen fewer of the Westerns based on them. But I figured that I sort of knew that Seven Samurai had a Western based on it. And I knew I knew the seven would be corresponding in there to the other part. After I thought about it a little bit, I considered The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly and, you know, maybe one or two others, but it took me a little while to recall The Magnificent Seven, which I thought sounded like the corresponding film to Seven Samurai. So really, that's it. That's what I put down.
And that was correct.
Yay.
I just want to say before I forget, it was not Ran that The Outrage was based on. It was Rashomon.
Oh, right.
I always mix those up. Ran is actually based on Lear.
Oh, okay. Right.
Question five asks us whose alleged killers had their convictions vacated just last month in the state of New York.
Yes. Noted that gives the names of the people exonerated, one of whom was exonerated posthumously, Muhammad Abdul Aziz and Khalil Islam. And, you know, just as far as who's been assassinated and associated with, you know, Muslim-sounding names, essentially. But really, this is something that's also come up on my RSS reader. It's a current event that has made not the hugest headlines, I guess. I mean, just relative to what's going on in the world. But it was very notable, and a few different news outlets that I keep track of did cover it. So this was about Malcolm X, which I had no idea that the people who were imprisoned for his killing were not the people who killed him. Like, that, I had no sense that that was even somewhere in the offing, basically. But I had read about it recently, and it's really kind of a striking finding thereby, so very memorable. And so I figured this had to be Malcolm X.
I just remembered that this happened. That was just...
Yes.
I didn't really have to logic my way into it that much. I was just like, oh, the conviction, vacated the convictions, November 2021. Oh, this is probably going to be about Malcolm X. February 1965. Yep. There you go.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I was, I remember being surprised at the news as well, because most of my knowledge of Malcolm X is from the movie.
Mm.
I think I read the autobiography a long time ago.
Okay.
That Alex Haley actually wrote.
Right.
But I remember the very stark scene in Malcolm X where these two guys stand up and gun him down in front of a crowd.
Mm-hmm.
And it is very clear in the movie that these were the guys who killed Malcolm X. And so when I saw the story that they were like, oh, wait, what? Really?
Yeah.
There's doubt in it? Okay. Well, didn't know that. So that kind of stuck in my head.
Sure.
So yeah, I was certain this would be Malcolm X and kind of considered, which name do I use? And then I figured he was most known as Malcolm X. I figured that can't be wrong.
Yeah, I mean, I bet if someone put down Malik al-Shabazz, that would be okay too, because he changed his name to that, right? Yep. So, but yeah, it was Malcolm X listed as the correct answer. Finally, question six asks us about a war that was named after something someone lost while being tortured.
I have not studied the conflicts of of Great Britain of the 1730s, but I, have read about, sort of that period generally. And when you read the phrase "the War of Jenkins' Ear," it sticks in your brain.
I wish it did because we've read about it before and it didn't stick in mine.
Oh wow. Yeah. So, that's really all I knew about it was what was in the question with fewer details, is that this guy was supposedly tortured and had his ear cut off, and that was enough of an outrage upon the empire that they went to war briefly for it. Not for it, but about it.
Yeah, I remembered when we discussed this previously, and I don't know if it was a learned league question or maybe a mini league question. I don't, somewhere we've read about it before, as in a trivia context specifically, and I had it in my head as his nose, probably because like cutting off someone's nose to spite their face is such a phrase, and so. And I knew it was some like small body part. Like I considered it wasn't a finger. I was pretty sure it was something on his head. And nose is what really seemed likeliest to me. I really didn't think through, was it his ear, his eye? I thought nose was the most prominent thing that would be like a sort of an outrage because it's right there in the middle of someone's face. It's so disfiguring. You know, a cut off ear could be hidden. I don't know what I was thinking. Basically, I just thought his nose was the answer. So that's what I put down.
It was the ear. So, I had five on the day.
I got four.
And I'm hoping that shellac was easy enough for someone to, and broad enough that someone figure out, well, he must have gotten that, because it's clearly not just a food question.
I did zero it. And honestly, listing it as a food glaze is almost something that would throw me off the answer. Because I don't think of it being used for that. And so, you know, you might be right about that. I put zeros on it. And so I do hope that my like television score helps me out a little bit. I don't know if I have much luck with world history. It's one of those things that's a very oddball historical fact. But it's not exactly like the War of 1812. And so it's that's a question as to whether I thought it was probably the hardest question of the day. So who knows though?
Probably was for people who hadn't studied it.
Yeah, so I mean I put 2 and 3 points on it for my opponents and
Reasonable.
they probably should do that for me as well.
Well, that's it for today. Tune in tomorrow for more post-game analysis.
Follow us on Twitter at LRNDLG. That's Learned League without the vowels. And remember,
Don't forfeit.
don't cheat.